Let's just say that you're headed to Kingston from downtown Wilkes-Barre, and you pull up at a stoplight at the intersection of West Market and River Streets. You catch something unusual out of the corner of your eye, and you turn your head in time to catch only a glimpse of an enormous image of a mysterious woman that is three stories high. But the light changes, and you have to make a quick decision. Do you drive across the Market Street Bridge as you'd planned? Or do you turn right and try to go around the block, which isn't easy in this case, and try to circle back to get a better look at this woman? We argue that it's very much worth a second look. And here's the way we've described the image in the past. As you round that corner, you catch your breath when you get the full view. Who is this mysterious woman? An enchantress? A sorceress? She's holding a sparkling diamond between her hands. Well, not holding, because the diamond is floating above her right hand, cupped as if there is a magical energy that keeps this diamond hovering above her palm. Certainly, the diamond is a symbol of the Diamond City, as Wilkes-Barre is known. And that makes sense as we see the Wyoming Valley's past stretching out behind her. And we are compelled to ask then, what is it that she sees as she faces the future? As she peers perhaps into her crystal ball, her diamond doorway to the future. This multi-story tarot card in our midst seems to summon us to develop a vision for what we might wish for the region and to call us to make our dreams a reality. The mural is titled Lady of the Valley, and it was created by artist Evan Levitt of Philadelphia. So, murals aren't just pretty pictures on the wall, though they are that, but they can make us think, they can preserve our history, connect us with the natural world around us, which we can so easily forget. And that's only part of the power of public art in our communities. The Street Art Society of Northeast Pennsylvania is hosting an end-of-summer mural tour by trolley next week to give us a chance to really see murals we only have glanced at and to discover murals we don't even know are there. Over 30 murals in this guided tour, August 19th, 20th, and 21st. Tuesday's tour is sold out, but there are still openings for Wednesday and Thursday. Megan Zielinski is a board member of the Street Art Society, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to give us some background and to invite us on this art adventure.
Street Art Society of NEPA, it's a small nonprofit that was actually formed in 2018 by a group of women, Jenna Casaldi, Amy Bezik, Laura Hallbrook, Lisa Murphy. So they really got this started in 2018. And it's funny because in 2018, I mean, not too long ago, but kind of a little bit ago, nobody wanted murals. They struggled to get building owners to be like, what, you want to paint? You want to put graffiti on my walls? Yeah, so they struggled. And now, fast forward to 2025, everybody, I want a mural. Can I get a mural? Can you paint a mural? So this small group of women really now, still a small group actually. So there's six of us. So Amy and Jenna and Lisa are still on the board. Myself, I do a lot of the social media marketing, fundraising. We have Kevin who's on our board as well, and Whitney who's a realtor. So she does a lot of the work now with the building owners and stuff. She's kind of got that insider scoop. But I think it's a testament to how a small group of people can make such a change in the community. We have over 30 murals, which you see on the tour, and we're continuing. We're actually in a phase right now, and we're painting along the levee system. So we worked with the flood authority, and we had to actually get our designs approved by the White House. So we had to go through a whole federal process because we're painting on federal, you know, government buildings. But it's going to be amazing. The theme is life along the Susquehanna. So when you're down there on the levee, walking, biking, running, whatever you're doing down there, you're going to see these beautiful, you know, pieces of art. So it's amazing to see where it started in 2018 and now through 2025.
And what drew you? Why the Street Art Society?
I love art. I've always been like a huge supporter of arts, just like any kind of art, going to a museum or seeing street art. And it's interesting. So I was actually at an event at the Luzerne Foundation, actually, and the Street Art Society has a fund at the Luzerne Foundation. We're also an established 501c3, but we have a fund there and we love the Luzerne Foundation. They've supported us a lot. And I was at an event and I met Amy and Jenna there and Kevin. I met the three of them there and we just sort of clicked. I didn't even know what we didn't even talk about what do you do, right? We just clicked in a very natural and organic way. And they were like, we love your energy and we love that you do social media. We need somebody kind of like that on the board. And do you want to join our board? I was like, sure, I would love to. So 3 years later, here we are. I'm still on the board, still do social media marketing, fundraising, like all kinds of stuff. And I'm just like grateful to be a part of it. I love seeing the stuff that we've done. I mean, we've completely transformed buildings to, you know, completely run down and given them like literally a new life. We've brought business to business owners through the murals, right? People are going and seeing them, popping into the businesses. It just feels really good to be a part of it.
Is it word of mouth from one business to another where someone will say, you have to get a mural?
I don't know exactly if they do word of mouth, but we do just get a lot of inquiries, just people, business owners or people who just want to revamp an area and they reach out. Now, we are primarily funded through reimbursement grants. So a lot of our grants are through the LSA.
Explain what that is.
So the LSA is a state grant and it's actually funded through gambling dollars. So if you are gambling at, you know, Mohegan Sun, know that some of your money is actually going back into the community. So I love that. But it's a challenge for us for the reimbursements because we have to put up the money first. And we have murals that because we pay our artists as part of our mission. Paying fair artists what we can pay them. You know, obviously we're a nonprofit, so we are limited to what we probably what they truly, truly should be getting paid. But we do make it a part of our mission that, you know, we want to support artists for their work and pay them and then supplies. Right. So we could have murals costing upwards of $20,000. They range. We could have some that are $5,000 and go all the way up to $20,000. So we have to put that money up. And so this is where our fundraising comes in with the trolley tours. We've done other fundraising efforts like the color run where we blast people with color. We moved away from that because the summer is just, it's so hot. And we really wanted to think of more fundraising efforts that embody like our who we are, like our mission, our brand. It's fun to throw color at people. You come out walking like a mural, but what are some other ways that we can have fresh ideas? The trolley tour actually, this is in its third year. So it's not new, but I guess it kind of is a little new, but it's one of our, you know, most popular fundraisers. Seeing all the murals, people have such a great time. So we're trying to like lean into that, which is where this like second set of tours came in. We had so much success with the first set of tours in May.
Around the fiesta?
Yeah, it was a week or so prior, I think, to the fiesta. And we intentionally moved it away from the fiesta weekend because, you know, we don't want to make people pick and choose. There's enough art, right, for everybody to enjoy. And we actually found that we wanted to go enjoy the Fine Arts Fiesta, right? And other people really, I love that. I love that festival. It's one of my favorites. So we're like, let's actually make it, let's move it away from that weekend. And we sold out. We usually sell out every set of tours. So that wasn't the shocking part, but we did sell out. And we just heard a lot of good feedback from people. Like, we want to come back. We missed it. Or we were busy that weekend or whatever it was. So because of we had so much success with the first set of tours in May, we are bringing it back again for the end of summer until 2026.
Would we be surprised at the number of mural artists in the region, those who are capable of doing good mural work?
Yeah, there are so many great artists in our area. And what we do to try to make the process as fair as possible is we actually do a call for artists. So we solicit applications, we put it on social media, email, to bring in as many applications as we can and try to make it as equitable as we can too. You know, I think a lot of times it could be easy to cherry pick your favorite artists, but what we want to do is we really want to create that equitable lens of, as an artist, that everyone's welcome here to apply. And so then from there, as a board, we kind of run through all the applications. We have artists submit examples of work. So we look at their work, see how it fits, how many murals have they done before. And we're actually on the levy system. Some of those artists is their first mural they've ever done. So we love that, right? We want to foster this next artist. And that's a lot of it, how it has started out too. You know, Eric Bussart, who is an amazing artist who has done so many murals, super supportive of SAS. That was early days, him getting involved with SAS. Have Art, Grayson, same thing, right? And now they're out there in the community doing huge things, privately funded murals. And it's like, oh my gosh, we love that. So we want to bring in these next set of artists who are going to be like out there being able to make this their full-time gig or however they want to do it. So it makes us feel good that we're giving these artists an opportunity. Again, it can be easy for someone on the outside to be like, well, they haven't done a mural, so why should they do a mural? Well, because we want to give people the opportunity to show what they can do. And so, yeah, we try to make that whole process fair as best as we can. And that's how we get our artists, really, through this bid. We also try to keep it local too. Again, it could be easy to get an artist from, you know, different area or different state, but we really, really try to keep it local as best we can. We have some artists from Philadelphia who did the Lady of the Valley mural, Evan Lovett. So he's actually from Philly, another very super talented artist. We have Kristen Schultz, and she's also from Philadelphia. She's done two murals for us, the Fox one off the Wyoming Ave and then off the Gober Building. Now, that was actually a new mural that just happened in our new phase. So, you know, we love to support artists, local artists too. That is a crux of our mission.
Do you have thematic guidelines, dedications of murals, if it's appropriate?
So we have themes for all of our phases. So this, for the levy, Life Along the Susquehanna, previous themes have been Show Us Your History Other Than Coal Mining. A future theme coming up is community and family. So we try to have a theme. So that way the murals are kind of all aligned, and it makes it a little bit easier on us too, because art is so subjective. So if you go in blind and don't really have a theme, like you could get anything, right? So we also try to do that as well, because the building owners, there's a lot of coordination with all of the murals, right? We're coordinating with the artist, we're coordinating with the building owner. Sometimes we're coordinating with the tenant of the building, because those could be two different people. So there's so much coordination going around between us and the artist and the building that having a theme really does help us, you know, keep things confined in a way while also allowing the artist to have freedom of creativity, of expression.
And we have had as our guest Lisa Murphy, who has done some formal study of the murals in our region. What has she been able to open up for the society in terms of what people want to see more of or that kind of direction?
Yeah, she did an amazing study for her PhD program, and where she did focus groups where people would come and talk about their favorite mural they've seen. And she's done a ton of mapping with murals too. There's between Luzerne and Lackawanna counties, I think there's over 100 murals. So there's tons. And so from that study there, I don't know if it's been officially produced, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but what she found was that people really like to see things in certain murals, whether that is about community or whether it's vibrant colors or whether it's something else along those lines. So when the study gets officially finalized and published, we plan to use those results to factor in more themes. So when we have more phases coming down, how can we use this data-driven thing to support more murals and to bring what people like about murals?
Now we can talk about the tour. Tell us about what's in store next week.
So we have our mural trolley tours. There's two dates available. We did sell out on the 19th. So we have August 20th and 21st available. And we literally put you on a trolley. We rent the trolley from Friedman Hospitality Group. And we put passengers on the trolley. We pick you up at the train station at Visit Luzerne County. Amazing partner that we've had through the trolley tours. They let us use the pickup pickup and drop off, which has been very helpful for parking. There's parking there. You know, I know that's always a concern even for me. I'm like, where am I going to park? So there's free parking there and the trolley picks you up at 6 o'clock. So we ask guests to be there by 5:45. We do leave at 6 o'clock on the dot because we do run kind of a tight ship, or I guess is say a tight trolley. So we pick guests up. We tour for about an hour. So you're seeing a bunch of murals. There's over 30 murals on the tour. And you're guided by a celebrity MC like yourself. I'm so happy you could join us. It's going to be great. We also have Kara Hart for a tour and then Dave Kaharjik for another tour. So we have some good MCs. And so you're learning all the fun facts about the murals, just fun things about the area too. There's trivia. We have noisemakers. We have tons of fun on there. I don't want to spoil too much, but we do have a lot going on. Photo ops of murals, so much stuff going on. And then, so after about an hour of touring, then we have a VIP party at Amy Bezik Photography, who's also our vice president, also a local business owner, photographer. So her studio is absolutely stunning. It's off Wyoming Ave in 44th, and it was renovated. She renovated the building. Completed 2 years ago, I believe, is when she completed it. Just a stunning space, absolutely stunning. And when we held it there in May, people could just not stop talking about how amazing the space was. So we have small bites, we have complimentary drinks, and we have artist meet and greets. So you'll actually get to meet some of the artists who paint the murals. It's a little party we have for about an hour, and then we trolley everyone back to the train station. So you arrive back around 8:15 or so. And yeah, it's a great time. It's so much fun. Even before I was a board member, I went on the trolley tour and I was like, this is so much fun. And just a great time, a lot of good energy. And every dollar raised goes back to supporting Street Art Society of More Murals. We are 100% all volunteer board. Nobody gets paid on our board. We're just average people, a group of average people working. We have teachers on our board. We have small business owners. We have some more corporate people, you know, so we're really just a small group of volunteers trying to beautify the area. So every dollar goes back into more murals. Well,
that's one of the other things is that if we are on our day-to-day rounds in the area, we might catch sight of something out of the corner of our eye, but we can't necessarily stop and really get a good look at it. So leave the driving to somebody else so that we can really focus on what's there.
Yeah. And it's so interesting that you bring that up too, because so many times we have heard that murals are hidden gems, right? My partner is a runner and he used to live in Luzerne, and he went on the trolley tour one year, his first time. He's like, I didn't even notice all these murals, and I run in these areas. So it's like people don't even really, even though they're these huge, massive, beautiful works of art, you kind of just, it's just not always in the forefront of your mind, right? So there's like these beautiful hidden gems around the area, and we love to be able to point that out and make an intentional effort to show off the works of art. We also have a guided walking tour mobile app that we developed in the last year and a half, I think it was. And we partnered with VizVibe, that's a local, you know, app developer in the area. And so we put together this mobile. It's free to download, free to use. And you can go and take a self-guided tour, walking tour. And it's got augmented reality in the app. So when you are looking at a mural and you bring up your phone, the mural will move. And there's these pop-out features that give you fun facts and stuff. And it's like literally the mural is coming to life through your phone. So we do push that because it's a great way to get out and see the murals and also get a little bit of exercise, right? Enjoy the area, the beautiful weather. And so if you're not able to come on the trolley tour, you know, you can do the tour on your own.
So tell us where we can find you online.
Yeah, we have a Facebook. We're very active on social media. You can find us, Street Art Society of NEPA on Facebook, Instagram, our website, streetartsocietyofnepa.org. We have an email if you want to join our email listserv. And we are actually right now until Sunday doing a BOGO sale of our tickets. So buy one, get one 50% off. So buy one ticket at full price, but everything is included in that. The VIP party, the tour, you might get get some swag items on that too. And then you get your second ticket for 50% off. So you use the code BOGO, BOGO, and come ride the trolley.
Megan Zielinski of the Street Art Society of Northeast PA speaking with us about the society and their end of summer mural trolley tour taking place over 3 days next week, Tuesday, August 19th, Wednesday, the 20th, and Thursday, August 21st. Tuesday is sold out, but there are spaces for Wednesday and Thursday. And the information you need can be found online, streetartsocietynepa.org, streetartsocietynepa.org. We'll let you know that the MC, the host for the Thursday tour, is Dave Kaharchik, as Megan told us, and you certainly may remember him from WBRE and WYOU as a meteorologist and host. And full disclosure, they've asked me to host Wednesday evening's tour. That's Wednesday, August 20th. We'll be starting out at the old train station in Wilkes-Barre, where there is plenty of parking. And then we'll have about an hour or so to see 30 murals. And then we'll stop at Amy Bezik Photography, the 1231 Gallery in 44th, for a meet and a greet. And the guest mural artists will be on hand. There'll be light refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and, as she says, maybe some swag. And then we'll all wind up back at the old train station around 8 p.m. That's in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And if you'd like to take part, they ask you to be on site at 5:45 so that they can take off at 6 p.m. on the dot. And it should be great fun, and there will be a chance to take pictures of the ones that you like. So for more information, it's next week. The ones that are open, Wednesday, August 20th and Thursday, August 21st. The tours begin at 6 p.m. at the old train station in downtown Wilkes-Barre, but be there at 5:45. For tickets and information, streetartsocietynepa.org.